I didn't get into dental school right out of undergrad. And that was when I sat down with my dad and I told him I want to work in rural health. I want to do more outreach. And that's where we kind of landed on public health, because I actually came up to West Virginia to tour the dental school. And while we were up here, my dad was like, why don't we just check out the public health school? So we went and checked it out, and I kind of fell in love with the area. I fell in love with the program, just the idea of being able to work in rural settings and, you know, deal with populations as a whole. And my biggest thing is preventative dentistry. I think preventative dentistry is crucial, which requires a lot of education to the populations. And so I thought this was a perfect fit, and, you know, everything was kind of went perfectly after that.
For like whoever's thinking about doing public health, don't let your undergrad degree scare you away. It's okay if you don't have a traditional like medical background or public health background. Mine has nothing to do with public health. All I knew is I wanted to help people. Don't let that scare you away from doing it. There's so many people with crazy different degrees in this program that we all have the same goal. And I was really scared about that, but they welcome you with open arms.
100%. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I think that's one of the most rewarding parts about being in this program is you have so many different experiences. You have so many different viewpoints because of how different it is. It honestly opens up the eyes of everyone, I think.
It's full circle. Everything comes full circle.